The price of accessibility. Hi guys, this is Raina again and I'm back. I'm doing this podcast today because I'd like to shed some light on an issue that probably you all know about. All of us know the price we have to pay for a screen reader when it comes to making our computers accessible. But would you like to be able someday to be able to pay the same price that the sighted pay just to get on a computer and jump online? Would you like to have a screen reader at your fingertips that's free? Guys, we can make this possible. We can make this possible for the entire blind community. I don't know how many of you've heard of a screen reader called NVDA, Non-Visual Desktop Access, but there is an open source project going on that is allowing a screen reader to be free to the entire blind community, whether you're a business person or you're just a school-aged child trying to use your computer for the first time. It's free for everyone from all walks of life. I think this project's a wonderful idea because it enables the blind person to get online, use their computer, the programs and applications, browse the web at the same price that the sighted person would be able to. We won't have the additional $900 to $1,000 to pay that most of us don't have because a lot of us are on Social Security or we're struggling to survive. Not to mention, it's hard to get anything through Freedom Scientific because one, they don't have a monthly payment plan. Two, the only way that most of us can get it, and the only way that I got JAWS, was because a government agency paid for it. And we all know how wonderful and fun it is to deal with government agencies. You have to fight them. In some cases, threaten to get a lawyer. I don't know what all of y'all's experiences have been, but I've spoken before the House and the Senate to pass a new bill against DOORS, Division of Rehabilitation Services, as they call themselves, because they weren't doing their job with me and several other clients. And it's kind of funny how the next day, I got a phone call that all my equipment would be in within 4 days. Not even that, I have one of their personnel at my house the day after, setting everything up and giving it to me. It's kind of funny how the process speeds up when you get some action involved. But it shouldn't have to be that way, guys. It should not have to be that way. All of us, no matter what walk of life we're from, whether we're living in the ghetto, whether we're rich, whether we're, you know, a tech trying to start a small business for the first time, or we're trying to start any business, guys, we should have the same accessibility and we should have the same usability of the computer as everyone else on this planet. And we can make